Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the beautiful chaos of life. Today we're diving into something super important. Forgiveness. No, seriously, it's not just a feel-good concept, it's a superpower. It has the power to literally change your entire world. Ever felt like you were carrying around this heavy backpack of anger or resentment? You know that feeling when every little thing irritates you and you're always on edge? Well, guess what? That backpack is full of grudges, those tiny little weights we drag around from past hurts. And let me tell you, it's exhausting. But here's the good news. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. It's not saying what someone did was okay, but rather recognizing that holding onto anger is only hurting you in the long run. So how do we actually practice this magic act of letting go? Let's break it down. First, understand that forgiveness takes time. There's no magic button for instant absolution, it's a process, like peeling off layers of an onion. Be patient with yourself, and don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks. It's normal to have moments where the anger resurfaces. Just acknowledge those feelings, but then gently guide your attention back to the path of forgiveness. Second, recognize that forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about you. Think of it like this. You're giving yourself permission to move on, to let go of the pain and resentment that's weighing you down. By forgiving, you're choosing your own peace, your own happiness. Third, try to see things from their perspective. Not to excuse their actions, because trust me, some things just don't need excusing, but to try and understand what might have led them there. Maybe they were hurting, maybe they made a mistake. We're all human, after all. Understanding their motivations doesn't mean condoning their behavior, it simply helps to create space for compassion. Fourth, practice empathy. It might sound strange, but try putting yourself in the shoes of the person who wronged you. Imagine what they were feeling, what challenges they might have been facing. This can help soften your anger and open your heart to forgiveness. Remember that everyone carries their own burdens. And lastly, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about forgetting what happened or pretending it didn't hurt, it's about releasing the grip it is on you so you can move forward with lightness and joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hold on to a broken toy, right? You'd let go of it and make space for something new and wonderful. Forgiveness is like that. It allows us to make space for happiness, growth, and new beginnings. Let me tell you about this one time. I had a friend who really hurt me. We were super close, but she did something that just shattered my trust. For months, I held on to that anger, replaying the situation over and over in my head. It was like a record stuck on repeat, driving me crazy. But then, one day, I realized that all this resentment was doing was hurting me, not her. So I took a deep breath, acknowledged my pain, and decided to forgive. It wasn't easy, it took time and effort. But as I let go of the anger, I felt this weight lifting off my shoulders. It was like opening a window in my heart and letting in some fresh air. The world didn't magically change overnight, things were still complex between us, but my perspective shifted. I realized that holding onto that hurt wasn't serving me anymore. Forgiveness wasn't about condoning her actions, it was about freeing myself from the pain they caused. Remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, the strength to let go, to heal, and to move forward with grace and compassion. Don't get stuck carrying around that heavy backpack of grudges. Choose to lighten your load and step into the freedom of forgiveness. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, release those burdens, and embrace the power of letting go. I know it's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words, leave a review if you feel inspired, and join the conversation on social media using #LostInDepression, found we're all in this together. See you next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.